Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because in our weakness we can do nothing without you, give us the help of your grace, that in keeping your commandments we may please you both in will and deed, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Please be seated for the reading.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in parched places of the wilderness in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, who trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart, to give to all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
reading from the first letter to the Corinthians. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead raised? Then our proclamation has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified of God that he raised, if it is true that the dead are not raised. Been raised, you are still in your sins. Then those also who have died in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. The word of the Lord.
Came down with the 12 apostles and stood on a level place with Jerusalem and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." Prophets. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let's admit, this was not one of the easier guys. Because what it does is hold us accountable for what gifts, talents, and finances we have been given in this world. Just yesterday we had the funeral, and today we'll have the funeral of Jack. And as we get older, at least as I get older, I attend meetings. So with that, we're often reminded of the life that we has lived. Somebody will say a eulogy. The difficult eulogies are those that people that are not liked. How to say something kind and nice and still be honest. I'm sure you've attended some of those. And I think as I look at funerals and the men that have died. My husband died at the age of 56. I was left a young woman, a young wife with three kids, and became a widow early. And I looked at what we said about John. John was a character. He loved food. He could tell you anything, any spice that was in food. He loved laugh. He had a sadistic kind of a, not sadistic. But underneath this, John had been ordained a minister in his mid-20s in the United Church of Christ. He had went to Harvard Divinity School. Around 40, he decided he could not be a minister because the old ladies were driving him to drink, as he said. And an alcoholic, he became a real estate broker. Still dealing with old ladies, unfortunately. But he drank with them. So the interesting thing about John is he was never meant to be a pastoral minister. But what he was in his 20s, as an ordained minister, he went down to Mississippi to help the Afro-Americans register to vote. That was a very scary time, and his life was certainly in jeopardy. And there's pictures of him in the Mississippi Notebook that show him, and they called him Pope John, which he would enjoy. And he also, when he was out east as a minister, led the first Boston rent strike, helping for equality and equity. And then, when we were married and we were doing foster care, there was a rule that said that if foster parents collected taxes, Social Security, on disabled children, because there was Social Security given to the foster parents, they would have to pay taxes on that money. That was money that was meant to be used to care for these very severely disabled kids. And so some of the foster parents, not knowing that, were having to find ways of paying back the IRS for some years of taking care of these kids. So John, and we had a youngest son, big man that he was, had Jamie in one of those bundles in front of his chest, went down to the government, and he got senators to help sponsor the law that foster parents would not have to pay taxes on money, Social Security money, that was being used for disabled children. That law is still in effect today, making a difference in the world that went with him other than what we remember. And when he died, all that we put on his tombstone was loving husband, father, and friend. Because in the end, John had a stroke. He wasn't able to talk. He wasn't able to walk. And he needed his son to push him around. So he had nothing left. Nothing of things that were important to him. And yet he had us. And sometimes we take what we value, what we think is important, and when it comes to the end, we have nothing left other than what people say about us. That's what we're left with. That was a great teaching for me. And I think this is what Jesus was trying to get across in this gospel reading. That there's nothing wrong with that. But what is important is how we use that wealth. We can have many talents. John had the talent of voice. I mean, truly. And the gifts that we are given, whether it's to sow, whether it's to organize, whether it's just to help out in little ways. Those are the gifts that were given. Omni, that was in the wilderness. The greatest gift any of us has in this tiny life is the tiny life we're given. It's a tiny life that we're given. And the greatest service we ever render is making that life count in some way for others. There's a part of us that always stays open and vulnerable, curious and alive, childlike and loving. It's important that we be of service. And how we are of service depends on how God's calling us. There's a Hasidic saying, how easy it is for a poor man to depend on God. What else has he to depend on? And how hard it is for a rich man to depend on God. All his possessions call out to him, depend on us. Of all our possessions, that's when God, we meet God, and we have to look at that. How God sees us. Not how we see God, but how is God going to view us at the end? How is God viewing us each day that we live? Sobering thought. And it's a thought that we have to examine ourselves over and over and over again. The gifts to live. Am I using my talents in a way that I'm... And when we meet our... You know, I hope that the good I've done on this earth will balance off those things that I've screwed up on. Because somehow I'm hoping that we can live in the middle if that's what we can do. I'm not going to have a capital S and the word saint when they sing. So we all need to remember that this gospel is a wake-up call, a reminder that when given, much is expected of us. And when we die, it doesn't matter what people say about us, to us. Amen. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join with me as we reaffirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. The Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen, we believe God from God the Father, from heaven, made. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, and he is worshipped in glory. Church.
The prayers of the people. Let us therefore pray for ourselves, for one Donald, the ministers and ordained, and for our close gathering, especially Holy Cross, Novi, and St. Mark's, Haina, Dominican Republic. We pray to you, O Lord, that it may stand fast in the one faith to which it has been called. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all nations of every life may compel those in authority to solidarity and peace, positions of public trust, especially Donald Trump, the President of the United States, for the members of Congress, we pray that our let us pray for all who are blind to the injustices of the world, that their eyes may be opened, and that they will pray for the let us pray for those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, especially those on our prayer list, and those who win minds. Let us pray that their days may be filled with your love and blessing, and we pray for those we now name either silently or aloud. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, in mercy.
For those whom we remember who have gone before us, especially for Jack Manco, and for those we pray for now, either silently or aloud. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
As we are faithful in prayer, O Lord, and serving you all the days of our lives, we may ask this in your holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We actually humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus, and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace. Walk in love as God loves you. Thank you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right of the flesh. You have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with... We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people spoken through the prophets, and above all in the Word made flesh, Jesus. In these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." He took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice and praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ, and his blood of the new covenant, to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we will to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus, in the breaking of the bread.
To the Lord Jesus, in the breaking of the bread.
The bread which we break, alleluia, is the
gifts of God for the people of God, for a holy people. spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living in the womb to you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Please be seated for announcements.
And time, fresh ideas. Raise your hand, Kate. A call if you have any questions. Thanks so much.
Good morning. It's almost that time of year again for the bunny to come hopping down the trail. But Tuesday, those apples that they served last year, those were so good. Madame Rouge has again offered to come and visit us. Volunteer pancake supper. Set up pancake cake flippers. That's hard to say. Servers table. I will be selling tickets after. $4 for children 12 and under, $6 for adults, and $20 for a family. Hope to see you there.
I'm the web. I'll see you there.
Good morning. I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank Reverend Mary Jane and for everyone who ventured out in such terrible weather, including Mary Jane. It was a wonderful vacation, and adventures in Africa were really wonderful. Thank you.
Hopefully each performance, and this is a recital that's piano with all of my original works that I've composed for piano. And I thought, well, how can I do good in my community? So all of the proceeds, Washington Life Center, it serves senior citizens in St. Clair County, does Meals on Wheels, and many other things. So I know it's a bit of a training of it, Marine City. And I'd like to take Paul over the next few Sundays. Thank you.
Good morning. And also, I am commissioned as a member of the Rector Search Committee, which is now up and running. We met 2 weeks ago with a representative from the diocese to learn the ropes. We met this past and plan our, what we're calling homework at this point. We're going to be involved for the next month mainly in planning interview questions and interviews. The organization is, we have two co-chairs, Sally Graham and Barbara Berenger. Then all the rest of us have little assignments. Mine is to be the communications coordinator. And we will have a brief announcement every week on the progress of the Rector Search Committee. We expect that in about a month from now, in a batch, now is the time. If you know any priests who might be interested in this calling, they get online and apply through the National Episcopal Church website or the Episcopal Digital Network. The profile is up there and posted, and will be posted until, I believe, March 8th. So bear with us. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. The tunnel is not too long.
Are there any birthdays this month, or this week, probably in the month? We've had some. Any anniversaries? Well, we will hold those who may be celebrating in prayer. Al, if you would come forward. Al Hansen is traveling again to Liberia. Come, we're going to say a prayer. If you guys would turn to page 831 in our Book of Common Prayer, And we will say a prayer for him for his safe travels and the work that he's doing. It's a prayer for travelers. Page 831. Those who travel in sin through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. To love and serve the Lord.
Service from Yeah,
and that way you can come
No, we don't. No, no. Sure. Oh, okay. Yeah, I might just come back up.
Yeah.
And I will tell Mary Jane that Jane's back to do that, but I'll make sure all the dishes are done.
I got to check the can. I'm sure it's cooled down. Karen, the 10:30 service was lovely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I thought you did it after the service.
Oh, yeah. It's been service.
So
it's
overloaded.
That table goes there, and that small one goes over there.
Okay.
So if you want to help me do that, and then I'll do the chalices. Pardon? So Karen, is it right?
Elaine, I think I have the right book on the altar. Do you want?
Yeah.
Mary Lou couldn't find the book, and I showed her where it was.
I have some.
Karen and I were speaking when I went over to Karen. I didn't want to shoot my foot, but I felt like she was yelling at
me. Oh, Mary Lou, was she here?
Yeah, she was doing
it. Mary Lou was here.
And she was the one that...
Because when we saw Jenny said, I'll clean up, and I said,
no, she could...
She said Mary Lou won't get down.
No, I think Mary Jane and I get along just fine.
All right, Jimmy, I will see you after the service.
Yeah, are you here during the service?
Yeah, I'll be here for the table on the pastor.
Yeah. And then I'm going to top off the candles to get ready for next Sunday.
Thank you.
Okay, let me check and see if she knows where it's like.
So she may be as confused as I am, but I think we might have thought that it came with whoever the Creation Society is. So I'll check.
Can you get back there from
outside? I'm with you, that's good.
Yeah, we can make sure it's unlocked for you guys. I'll make sure for that way.
Right.
That way you guys have to go for sure. Okay. I mean, I'll make sure it's unlocked.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Thank you. I don't think they'll be in here. And you know, the occasional services one. And at the very least, the...
this in the sacristy, Mary Jane?
Huh?
Do you want this in the sacristy?
So they can hear it.
Yep. Sounds good.
Visitations at 1:08.
Correct. My family is down. If you go down the hallway, that's where they're all. You'll pass the terrace hall. There's a lounge on the left, and that's where we all...
No, and so here I'm just going to put one of these up here. It takes a little time for it to travel,
right.
To slow down and let them have it. Okay, yep. Here you go.
All right. And Christian? So.
Set up.
Okay. Perfect.
If anyone needs them longer, it'll be all set.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So it's all ready to go. Right. I figured...
Can you guys
carry it
on the leads already?
But I'll
scoot
over
and
secure it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm normally here.
Yeah,
which I might do. We'll see how big, this, how full it is, and then I'll...
The problem is the sound that people that complain here when I did it, mm-hmm. that they couldn't hear.
With the wireless one? Yeah. Question I have regarding the instrument is the preludes start backward from two or does it start back two?
Then we'll come in when he finishes, we'll bow, and then they'll do their flag.
Good.
And then I'll do a welcome and then we'll see you again. Yeah. We hit an LT post.
Yes.
We can't put it in front of that.
Thank you guys for coming.
Oh, it's not.
So, I'm Paul.
Hey, I'm Jack Staple.
Come in, and then you'll be on.
Okay.
So, all right.
We'll have to go ask them.
The question is, who's going to be seeing
that? Yep, we already talked
about that. Okay, then that's all set.
Guys, I believe have to do the whole reading that they have right now. Just do like the first few lines.
Silence.
Yeah.
What are the asterisks in mine?
That again, that's Greg, Tim, Jim, you. Yep. And you just write in the bulletin for you if it's easier to read it in poetry form. You know, whichever works for you. But
is it responsive?
Nope. It's just as we're reading.
Okay. Yep. I wasn't sure.
Yep.
Tim, you.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a fear.
So I'm going to embarrass myself right now. Psalm 139. Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up.
A reading from the Revelation of St. John. As I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, and I heard a loud...
A reading from Psalm 21. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green my soul. He leadeth me to the path.
Okay.
Where me and my true love were ever wont to gay, on the bonny, bonny banks o' Loch Low.
Can we start again? Because I started too slow.
Another G?
Where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love were o' shady glen, on the steep, steep side o' Ben Lomond.
Does
Is that right? Just sing.
Blow out in the glow, oh, yeah, but meet again on the bunny.
Yes. Okay. We'll just alternate. Do you want to?
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.